Hello, everybody, and happy Sunday. Welcome to a solo episode of Stories of Service, Ordinary People, in this case myself, who hopefully do extraordinary work. I'm the host of Stories of Service, Teresa Carpenter. And today I wanted to get on to the podcast and share a little bit of news. I have a few updates for you all that I've been meaning to get out, and I've just decided to bank them all into this show because I had another reason, because I want to ask a favor from all of you for an upcoming episode that I think is going to be really, really special. So first off, I've been meaning to say and give a shout out to NATO School Omer Gamagal. I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly. I do have permission to share this letter. This was a thank you note. Some months back, I think, dated 22 November, where myself, Jamie Maroney, and a member of our IO team were guest speakers for their NATO STRATCOM Foundations course. And after we did the virtual seminar, where we each gave our respective areas some training, and it was a really great broadcast. We about like 60 people in the class, lots of great questions. I think I covered information environment, assessments, and other things. But you don't normally get a thank you note. That's just so well written and kind. So special thanks to Colonel Smith. He actually didn't even write me the thank you note. As you see here, he wrote it to Vice Admiral Utley, who is actually my boss. And then my boss, Vice Admiral Utley, he ended up routing this like officially through our command chain. So it was just such a considerate thing. I mean, I saved it, and I'll probably put this in my scrapbook. Just even the couple, three paragraphs that are on here are just very heartfelt, and they're very personal to what we did and how the mission of NATO is enhanced by guest speakers like ourselves who do this. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the NATO School. I really enjoyed the STRATCOM Foundations course. In fact, I've been doing a lot of strategic communications lately. I just came back from the Strategic Communications Working Group, where I got to meet a lot of the professional communicators. Hello, I see you there. I'm probably going to pronounce your name improperly, so I just wanted to say hello. Yes, and I am just very grateful that they took the time to write a thank you note. And speaking of thank you notes and other considerate things, again, I said I would share three random acts of kindness. The next one is a really special Christmas card that I got. This is from Stacy Smith. She was is a member of the Professional Relations, Public Relations Society of America Board of Ethics and Professional Standards. And I just departed from the board this last December. It's a three-year board appointment. And I decided that it was time for me to move on and to really focus on my podcast. I have been so indebted to the Public Relations Society of America for most of my professional, obviously all my communications career, not necessarily Navy career because I've had two other jobs, but in as a professional communicator, getting my accreditation in public relations with a military affiliation, just being assigned to them from a professional development standpoint is something I highly recommend to communicators. I'm very proud of my APR plus M designation. And leaving the board was really bittersweet because I knew that by doing this, I was kind of moving forward with the podcast and trying to do a little bit less on the other sides of things so that I could really focus on making this show what I want it to be. But Stacy Smith is just such a treasure and a doer like myself. She gets things done. And I always loved bouncing ideas off of her during the meetings. And she was just very proactive, and she still keeps in touch and sends these just very kind holiday cards and updates. And I'm just very grateful for that. And so thank you, Stacy Smith. Appreciate the card. And very special thanks to everybody that I stood the board of the professional PRSA BEPS board. I'm very grateful for that education and being around such esteemed communicators. A lot of the people who do those boards, they're not the most junior people in the public relations industry. They're very senior communicators, many from academia and many who do amazing things for the profession. So I definitely want to give credit where credit's due. And thank you all for giving me an opportunity to be a part of your board. Lastly, third random act of kindness, I want to give a special thanks to the Micro Nation of Slowjamistan. They recently sent me this here. It is a collection of different things that I had ordered through them. And they even put right here their special postage stamp. Slowjamistan is a micronation near Palm Springs. It is run by the Sultan, Randy R. Dubs. He is actually a radio DJ in San Diego who literally bought a plot of land, I want to say for close to $20,000, and put up a sign, developed a border patrol, calls it the Porter Patrol, and now has this mini community of people. So I ordered from him a couple things. I thought I had just ordered a passport and maybe a flag, but I got all these other things too. So I wanted to definitely give him a shout out. I did get a People's Republic of Slowjamistan passport. So here you are. So I of course can't really use this when I go to customs or anything like that when I'm traveling overseas, but pretty cool. I have now an official passport from Slowjamistan. I have some money from Slowjamistan. I have they use the doubles. There's a picture of their, I think this is their national animal, this raccoon, I want to say, that's on here. And of course there's a picture of Randy R. Dubs in the, on the money. So very, very cool. And then this one I'm really excited about. I got some command coins, or I guess you would call them Micronation Slowjamistan coins. So I have the Randy R. Dub Williams Sultan His Excellency coin. So I hope you guys can see that there. I can see it's like not really. There it is. On the back, it's really neat. It's got like how much it's worth, the 100 doubles from the Republic of Slowjamistan. And then his chief border agent, Mark Kid Corona. This one's only 50 doubles, but he has his own coin as well. And you can go to the Republic of Slowjamistan. I'll link to it in the show notes website, and you can order all this merchandise. You can become a citizen of Slowjamistan, which I am a proud citizen, and you can even become an insider. And so there's different levels of membership that you can join and be a member of Slowjamistan and get other benefits and other perks. I think you can be an ambassador to certain states. It's absolutely just the best organization ever. I even have my Slowjamistan flags right here. So, and I have a flag at my work as well. So if you go into my office at my work, there's a flag behind me. And that is the flag of the People's Republic of Slowjamistan, where they play slow jams all day and there's no Crocs allowed. So you can't wear those Croc shoes with the holes in them. That's not allowed in Slowjamistan. So definitely very grateful to Randy R. Dubs. I did have him also on my podcast and we had a incredible conversation. He was full Sultan at the time, no DJ there. And we talked about many, many things. So I will reference that as well. Lastly, so last week, if you follow me on LinkedIn, you may have seen that I put out a video with my very unofficial off-duty, out of uniform opinion on the taking away the GED and the high school diploma for Navy, for people who want to enlist in the Navy. After doing so, I realized that I don't know everything that went into that decision, what research, what stats were pulled. I was basing it off of my own personal reflections on what a diploma meant to me, and also on what I was seeing online and some of the chatter in the comments. But I realized after doing so, number one, I offended people that I respect who had worked very hard with their policy people to put this out, and I don't want to do that. And then number two, this definitely impacts where I go next. And so one of the things I always have to do as a public affairs officer in the Navy is to be really careful about not blurring the line between my personal opinion, off duty, out of uniform, and then what I do professionally. And so I think if I was on the inside and I was there, I could probably sell that program a lot better. If I had known more about it, maybe I could have sold it better. So it's really important to me to respect certain issues and to not go into those kinds of depths sometimes, but sometimes I'm just so passionate. And that's really why I wanted to get on the show today and ask all of you a special request. I'm going to be partnering with my friend Ryan Sweezy from Walk the Talk Foundation. He is going to interview me. So that's going to be interesting because I know he can get very deep like I can, and he's going to ask questions that I think are going to be hard for me to answer. But I think it is good for you guys to see in real time, live, unscripted, unredacted, authentically, who I am, why I do what I do. And if there's going to be a question that gets too personal, gets too deep, I'll tell them. And we will model what I think authentic communications looks like. I know I put out a lot to you guys about how I just want to see senior leaders in Congress having conversations in real time and unscripted and making mistakes and doing all these things. And so I thought the best way for me to explain what it is I mean is by having somebody ask me hard questions. And so this is your opportunity. Signposts. Hey, Charles, signpost us to that. I don't know exactly what you mean by that, but I'll double check in the comments later on and get back to you. Anyway, I'm really nervous even talking about this to you guys. I think that that's the only way that we solve problems is by having open conversations. And I try my best at work, here online, here in these videos, to just be completely transparent and to be myself. And even when there's something I can't talk about, like last week, Francesca did that in her podcast to me. I asked her a very specific question about her investigation. It was something she couldn't really talk about because the investigation was ongoing. And it was just it hit a little bit too close to home. It was a little bit too personal. And it's something that she doesn't know one way or the other is substantiated. And so it was the right thing for her to do to not answer that question. And I might have the same reaction to some of the things that Ryan asked me or some of the things that you guys asked me in the comments. Thanks, Charles. Yeah, I'm probably going to do it in the next, he says, definitely want to see that interview. I'll probably do it in the next couple weeks. I have a exercise with NATO called Dynamic Manta that I'm super excited about doing in Catania at the end of this month. So I need to balance that with, of course, all the weekly podcasts that I have signed up. But because this came up, and because I continue to have on whistleblowers and people who speak out and speak up, me and Ryan both thought that this was a good idea and that this could be something that can really show people what we mean by having an authentic conversation about hard issues. So anyway, if you have a question for me, if something I've said has offended you, or you feel like I could have said it better, or you really want to ask me a question that's hard, or that's even just, typical, what did you do in your past careers in the Navy? Why have you always gravitated towards operational jobs? I don't know. Anything. Why do you love animals so much? Please put those questions in the comments. If you're joining me on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Put those in the YouTube comments. Put them in the Twitter. I'm on X now as well. Not very many people follow me on X or watch this on X, but I am on X. Please let me know. I'll also pull this podcast and put it in the put it on Buzzsprout for all the places where you listen to the show versus watching it. But I think this is going to be a great episode, and I think it's going to show people what we all mean by transparency and what we mean by authenticity, what we mean when we want senior leaders and members of Congress, admirals, generals, what we want when we say we want to have conversations that are open and transparent about the issues that we're seeing and the things that we would like to fix. All right, guys, that's all I have for today. I know not a lot of people are joining me live right now because it is 7 a.m. in the morning back in the States, but it's about noon here. So good time for me to go live here in the UK. So hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And thanks all for joining. And I look forward to seeing what your questions are. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And talk to y'all later. Bye now.